Hey, y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Snohomish County real estate market update for March 2024. Happy spring. Well, almost spring. It feels like we're finally getting the spring weather here in the Seattle area. It's supposed to be like 70 degrees this weekend, so I'm excited for the sunshine to come out. I don't know about you, but I much prefer sunshine over clouds and rain, which also means that buyers and sellers are going to be seeing houses in their best light here coming up. So typically we see things heating up in the spring housing market in Snohomish County, and I think this year is going to be very similar as I look at the data from last month and also just the experience that I'm having with clients. Now, new listings, 725 new listings last month, and that was up quite a bit from the month before in January, up 30.2% year over year. So we're having those new listings. I mentioned that we were going to see more listings this year, and we were hopefully going to see more just in general, because that's what buyers need right now. And we're starting to see that. Pending sales were about the same as they were last year, but up from last month in Snohomish County. Closed sales up again month over month and slightly down. So 6.3% down. It's interesting stat for us here today. 502 closed sales in Snohomish County. The pending sales, though, jumping here is the indicator for me that we're going to see the closed sales also jumping when we look at next month. Now, it's not a big drop off. We're talking about 30 sales here, but still interesting to see that there were more new listings, a larger amount of new listings versus the amount of closed sales. I just think that means March is going to be even bigger as we look back at the numbers here. The other possibility is just that some of those new listings came on towards the end of February, right? And they're going to be closing in March, which is what I would expect to see. As far as days on market goes, we're seeing the days on market continue to trend down in Snohomish County. So homes are taking about 30 days on average, and they were at 37 days on average at the end of January. And I would say that as we're looking at these days on market, we're going to see this number continue to trend down as inventory is low. So our supply number is at 0.7 months in Snohomish County, and that's a competitive housing market, super competitive housing market. And we've seen that although the amount of homes for sale has increased since last month, it's still down 26.5% from last year. And last year was competitive. So I think that we're going to see that continue here in Snohomish County. And the percentage of list price received here is further backing that up. We had houses selling on average for 1.5% above the asking price in Snohomish County. And that's why we're seeing the median sales price and average sales price continuing to trend up. So median sales price last month was $726,750, up 5.9%. And the average wasn't much different. It was up 7.3% at $808,910. So again, we're just seeing that the market is trending up in Snohomish County. And for sellers, that's great news. Every seller or homeowner, especially, is wanting to see the home prices rise. Now, if you're somebody thinking about buying, that's not necessarily welcomed news. But I would say the welcomed news is that things are trending in a good direction, which is good for the economy, right? But if you're thinking about buying, you're wanting to buy when things are down, and they are still down. But the fact that they are recovering means it's not going to stay that way forever. So I guess, you know, if you're a buyer, this is an opportunity still to take advantage of the lower home prices. And hopefully the fact that the market is getting better or recovering is a good sign for you that maybe this might be the time to jump in. I would say mortgage rates are still high. They're still close to 7%. They were a little above 7% earlier in the month. Now they have kind of settled down a little below the 7% mark. And every single day, I'm looking at the Mortgage News Daily report. So if you are unfamiliar with that site, I would follow that. If you're curious about mortgage rates, it's a great resource for figuring out if you are talking to lenders, kind of the ballpark. Are they in the ballpark of the averages? Are they above? Are they below? But it's also a great way to see, okay, Where are we trending? And we're trending down right now. We'll see how the next Fed meeting goes and how the inflationary data comes back. That's a huge indicator for where mortgages will go in the future, but hopefully lower at the end of the year. And if that happens, we're going to see the market picking up. A big reason that things have slowed down in Snohomish County is because those rates are higher for mortgages right now than they were previously. But when money gets cheaper, people have more ability to purchase, and that only brings more buyers to the table and brings more competition into the market. So if you want to talk more about the market, you have questions about what's going on in Snohomish County, maybe you have questions about a specific city or location, I'd be happy to be a resource for you. Feel free to reach out, whether that's in the comments or via email or text. And if there's any way I can bring value to a purchase or sale for you here in Snohomish County, I'd love to be a resource.